Let's look at the right page. The right-hand side of the planner is the daily notes or the daily record of events. This is where you want to capture notes from the day. Commitments that you make, commitments that other people make to you, things that have to get done, conversations that are held, you want to capture the key points. So let's just use one as an example, because here is the beauty of this page. The beauty is not so much writing it down. The beauty is not losing it and having it the instant you need it. Every time we take a note that has some future commitment, the risk is, on that future date, we can't find it again. Or we even forget about it completely. Well, I'm going to show you a little magic. And through that magic, here's my guarantee. If you do what I'm going to show you, you'll never lose a piece of information again. And when you need it, you will have it just like that. It's magic. Would you like to know how that works? Yeah,
yes.
In a minute. Number one, Tom Green. Whenever you take a note on the Daily Record of Events page, we recommend you number it. So this is number one. It's a phone conversation I'm having with Tom Green. We agreed to have a meeting in his office on January the 8th from 9 to 11 a.m. He gives me the address and directions. I've never been there. He also asks me to do a couple things. He said, would you invite Jane to the meeting? And would you bring the ABC report with you? Those being two things I want to remember to do, I write them down after I agree to doing them. We may talk for another 5 minutes or so, but this is the only information I need. When do I need it? Yeah, January 8th, maybe even before that. But certainly on the day of the meeting, I have to have it. It's not on January the 8th. It's on December 3rd. But on January the 8th, I'll have it. I don't have to rewrite it. I don't have to remember it. As a matter of fact, I can forget it. And on January the 8th, it'll be there, just like that. It's magic. You want to see how that works? Sure you do. Well, I'll show you. Whenever you make a commitment to someone or someone makes a commitment to you, there are two types of commitments. There's a commitment to be somewhere and a commitment to do something. And I've made both of those commitments here. We're going to talk first about the commitment to be somewhere. I committed to Tom Green to be in his office on January the 8th at 9 o'clock. So the first place I want to go to make that commitment live is to the calendar tab for January. And on the 8th, I need to put some entry in there. So I would put 9 to 11 for the time. Understand, you can put whatever you want in here. If you just wanted to put Tom or MTG for meeting, doesn't matter. Because it's not that important. What's important is that you know there's a time commitment or there's a block of time you've committed. That doesn't tell me a whole lot. But here's the magic. I need to remember all the information, or I need to be able to find it again. And to find it again, we call this linking with a go-to command. I have to tell myself to go to 12-3-1, in parentheses. So that's December the 3rd, number 1. As soon as I see that, and I don't remember what that is, I just very quickly go back to this page. December the 3rd, number 1. And there's all the information for the meeting. So this way, you will never lose the information because I've given myself the reference. Now, you may say, well, what if this meeting is 3 months out and December the 3rd is no longer in my planner? You know, when we assembled the planner, I told you to keep last month, current month, next month. So if this is a few months out, it's now March 8th. The date of the meeting, and I'm looking at March 8th, where is December the 3rd's page?
Storage binder.
Any idea where your storage binder is? Wherever you do your planning, very good. So it's on your desk if you do it in your office, or if you look in our catalog on page 16, there are wheels and a handle. You can pull it everywhere you go. It's not as convenient, but So today is March the 8th. When's the last time I looked at the page for December the 3rd? I did look at it in January. Even more recent? Yeah. Either in weekly or daily planning. Because on March 8th, I saw that note. I said, who the heck is Tom? What's he doing in my planner? And I immediately pulled the storage binder out, go to December 3rd, look at number 1, and there's all the information I need. At that point, you may need to copy it over or make a note because you're not going to carry the storage binder to the meeting with you. I wouldn't take the page out because you might not get it back in the right spot. So that's a commitment to be somewhere. I also committed to him to invite Jane. I'm not going to wait till January 8th to talk to Jane. I probably want to do that as soon as possible. I know I can't do it today. Jane's out of the office, so I'm going to talk to her tomorrow. So I would go to tomorrow, put my daily planning on there, and then just make a note, invite Jane. Again, simple reminder, 12:31, and then when I'm talking to Jane, I just flip back a day, read everything off to her. So I can do it for a task, I can do it for an appointment. And I'd do the same thing for the ABC report if I had something to do with that prior to the date of January 8th. Make sense? All right, let's take a minute for two more commitments. And this is going to be an application exercise for the planner right now. All right, here's your next commitment. It's the last one for the day that you're going to write down. And it is this. I've asked you to work on this for 21 days. On that day, I'd like you to write me a letter. I'd like to know how you're doing with the productivity pyramid and how you're doing with your planning system, whether it's paper or whatever it is, combination you're using. I'd like a progress report. What's going well? What might not be going well? My email address is steve.jones@franklincovey.com. Earlier we talked about an effective planning system having three things, right? And the three things, let's go through those again a little bit. First of all, we said integrated. And the possibilities for integrated include the following. One possibility is just paper. And what's been interesting to watch is that many people who have gone from paper to technology to some combination, for some of them, have gone back to paper.